They we're back.
Yeah.
People have been, you wouldn't believe it. They have been getting after me on social media. Where's Willie Do? They say life is not the same. I don't know how to behave. I'm losing sleep at night. This is what I'm hearing on social media.
Well, I appreciate the support. And yeah, thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. Well, I mean,
you're back now.
Yeah.
You're back.
Thank you.
You're comfortable. You're at the chair. You're at the desk. How about the fact that you're in 4K now?
It feels pretty good.
It's been a long time coming down here on this set. Mm-hmm. What kind of a tech show is this?
Hopefully a good one.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Yeah.
We got lots to talk about today because we're back. And we're going to be, we're back for good. I'm sick of it. We're back for good.
Daily or?
I don't know. That's not good. Okay. We're going to try our best. That's what I can promise. We're going to try our best, people. First story, you know I got to talk about this PlayStation 5. I said nothing about it. There was no tweet. I said nothing. I was following along, of course. But we were on a bit of a hiatus when the whole thing broke and people started to talk about it. So I got to cover it a little bit. Of course, the radical design that nobody... Some people were a little bit unsure that it was going to come, that it was actually going to come out looking like this.
You have any thoughts on it?
I mean, I remember what, here's the thing, Will. Here's the thing. Ever since the Cybertruck, I'm sure about nothing.
Anything's possible.
Because we're at a point now, once upon a time in the old days, you saw a concept version of something and it was meant to be a concept. You thought to yourself, it'll never look like that. It's a fun thing to play around with. And of course, if you were to have shown people this render here, that image that you're looking at right there, if you showed that to people the day before the actual event, they said, nah, no way, it'll never look like that. Mm-hmm. And Sony says, guess what? It looks like that. And I think we're in an era right now where it's just, it's hard to knock people. It's hard to snap them out of it. They're so deep and entrenched in their thing that they're doing on the daily. And you gotta wake them up every so often. That's what that thing is. Now, am I saying it's the prettiest thing I ever saw in my life? Am I saying I like the Stormtrooper thing? Am I saying I want a black and white console? I didn't say any of those things. But I like to be slapped in the face every so often.
Really?
It'll wake you up, Will.
I hear you.
It'll wake you up. Yeah. And I feel that's what Sony did to a certain extent, just by going with it, the thing that they weren't supposed to do, the intimidating approach of saying we're going to do something that some people might hate. Because I'll tell you what, Will, if you're going to make anything, if you're going to make something that you hope for some people to love, you're going to have to prepare yourself for the fact that some people are going to hate it. Mm-hmm. It's part of the gig. Mm-hmm. You don't make any type of statement. See, Microsoft did the opposite. They say, here is your rectangle, sir.
Yeah, the monolith.
Please enjoy your rectangle. Yeah. Now, hey, man, you know me. I'll take a rectangle all day.
It's very stackable.
It's just the most direct approach to the industrial design. Hey, we have all these things. We have all these components we have to fit. How about a rectangle? But the thing is, no one can hate a rectangle. It's expected. It's the status quo. These things have been rectangles. Your PC is some sort of a rectangle. Your router is some sort of a rectangle. See, that's the thing I heard, Will. That's the criticism. People said that the new PlayStation looks like a router. I'm saying that looks like a router too.
In a way, yeah.
Everything looks like a router because routers have looked like everything.
Yes.
At one point or another. Router design is wild. They're like sports cars now, routers. They look like a Lambo. Routers. They're so fast these days, routers. I don't know if you knew that well. Anyway, so there's some news here, regardless of how I feel. I'm fine with it. Whatever. I don't know. Take a chance. So be it. I'll probably get it. I will get it. just because I've had every single PlayStation. I don't mind this thing being distinctive. I think they should probably at some point do a black version, which will subdue some of the language a little bit for those that want something a bit more conservative. Mm-hmm. I'm a bit concerned with the lack of stackability. I've heard of this. There are PlayStations in my house with pyramids built atop them of various componentry and gadgetry, even in some cases, a gaming monitor right on top of a PlayStation that exists in my house at the moment. Mm-hmm. That's a thing that happens. So it seems like Sony has been trying to get us to stand our PlayStation upright for the last 10 years. Mm. And it's never really convinced. It's never worked out that everyone has done so. Maybe this is the model, though it does appear that you can stack it the other way. I like the charging dock, the look of the charging dock. I'm excited about a new controller just because it's a new controller. And I like the family setup, the whole, you can have the whole Stormtrooper look all at once over there. Now, the article I chose here is actually giving a little bit more detail. It's a bit more current because obviously people have heard the ranting and the raving about the design of the PlayStation. There's some good news apparently in terms in the backwards compatibility terms that people are always very concerned with when a new console comes out. They say, do you care about backwards compatibility? I got games here. I got games. An inventory of games. I don't know who these people are. I can't go back and play all these games.
Really?
Can't do it. I can play the new game for a bit. That's the level I'm at this stage in my life. I can play. I got people. I got to. They'll never let me play some. I'm going to go play, you know.
You don't want to bust out like Uncharted 2 or something?
They won't let you get away with it. Your kids won't let you get away with it.
Oh.
You really? Try to say, no, dad really wants to play this game right now. It's like, yeah, right. It'll smack you right in the face.
With the controller?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I don't recommend. No, that doesn't happen. Making a bad name for him here. But I'm just saying, you're busy. I'm outdoors. I'm playing basketball in the driveway.
Are you really?
I'm getting a shot back.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting the dribbles back. I'm getting a shot back.
Triple doubles?
I'm schooling them. I have the advantage out there.
Well, yeah.
Schooling them.
You got the height.
I got the advantage out there. They're well aware. So I play 2v1, and I also play defense with my hands in my pockets. So that's a way to level it out. My defense is my hands, no arms. I got to just use the body.
Just body check?
No body checking, just positional.
I see.
Because they're small. Those people are small.
Yes.
So it's an advantage. So apparently 4,000 games are being tested for backwards compatibility. And we also determined potentially the weight of the device. There was an Amazon listing that leaked. The console, they show us the console and it's still the leaking. Everyone's leaking all over the place still.
Now it's just like the specs, right?
Spec leaks and packaging leaks and, you know how that all goes. But there was a listing, it came up 10.5 pounds on Amazon France. That's for the actual shipping weight. So you got to take the box out of your mind and whatever other accessories are in there. But it gives you a rough idea of the scale of the thing. I don't know how useful that is. Does that matter to anyone? But it makes for an article because people are pumped about next generation consoles in 2020. People just want some kind of news like this, man. Yeah. They want to get the focus going somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And these consoles have allowed for that to a certain extent. And I got to say, I'm happy that particularly the PlayStation console has at least an iconic kind of thing going on. Where it's got people talking, at least. Mm-hmm. It's not just another box, but look at the people making fun of it. You see how that goes? Well, you take a chance. You're in the design department. A guy like you, Will, you would have been there. You would have been in the room with the Photoshop and all the rest of it. And you would have come up with this, and it would have been your magnificent life's work. And then you get the meme factory goes to town on you, and you have a couple tears roll down your cheek.
Well, there's some really good ones here.
There's nothing wrong with that one. You can feel good about that one, but I'm talking more the top one.
Oh yeah.
You see that they're making fun of you there.
I mean,
the PS5 looks like a new expensive campus performing arts center that replaced three academic arts departments and cost $60 million. It kind of, it's like the OCAD building downtown,
mm-hmm.
where it's this big statement piece of architecture.
Very abstract.
And the usefulness of it or the practicality of it is up for questioning, definitely. And that you can't do that with Xbox's design. You say it's a rectangle. Of course it is. Utilitarian. Here mm-hmm. we go. And I got to say, as much as I applaud them for this, there's something super comfy about a rectangle, a black rectangle.
Mm-hmm.
It's warm and cuddly. I'll tell you what. You can put it there and you know you don't have to deal with anyone's question. You don't have to be questioned like you just questioned me.
Yeah. So, this is definitely a timeless.
I see it from both sides.
Rectangle.
I see it from both sides. Yeah. It's no fun though, Will. Imagine you were in that department and you came with the black rectangle drawing and you're like, wait. You're like, you got the whole room. You got the whole boardroom and you just slide that into the center of the table. And they're like, that, sir, is a black rectangle. And then you look at them and you say, exactly.
Everyone's like, woo.
Will he do, ladies and gentlemen? Are we back or what? Holy. Speaking of consoles, KFC. There was a rumor. Well, they started it. They put, when all the console hype started happening, you know how this goes, the connection.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken and consoles. Did you know that was a tight?
Is there really?
Well, you could order up some KFC while you're playing your hot new titles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Couldn't you?
Yeah, preferably KFC, actually.
I had KFC the other day.
Did you?
The signature recipe, the Colonel's recipe.
Oh.
It's got a little pepper to it. That's the key. Mm. That's the key. You don't always see that on a chicken, fried chicken. You don't always see a little pepper to it. So I had that the other day. Anyway, they put out a tweet after the console hype started. It was a picture of a KFC or a KF console. You see how they do that, Will? KF console, KFC console, console, KF console. It's hilarious. And people start speculating, oh my goodness gracious, what is this thing going to be? It looks sort of like a bucket. It has a disk drive though, which kind of dated at this point to have a disk drive on there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually one thing I applaud Sony for, put out the two versions, digital only and disk drive. You get to choose. I don't mess with disks myself anymore in 2020.
Is this Blu-ray?
Yeah. Is that Blu-ray compatible? So they put out a video showing off their new KF console June 12th, the day after the PlayStation 5 reveal, but it was fake. It was just a meme. And the reason, though, that people questioned whether or not it might be real is because they've been goofing with the gaming stuff for a minute. They put out an actual game in 2019. I Love You, Colonel Sanders Dating Simulator.
What?
Which I don't know about you, Will. That sounds like a hot title.
Is that real?
I don't know about you, but you got to hop on there. You got to do some dating. And what better place to meet people than inside of a Colonel Sanders Steam game? Wow. Wow.
Well, the music.
What even is a dating simulator? What? Am I out of touch or what? I'm out of touch.
Well,
Kirk's nodding his head in the back. Not to be outdone, he's very jealous of the fact that you're switching angles, Will. He's upset back there. He's got inputs. He's very upset back there because all of a sudden, Will, I just got to let you guys in. I promise I'm going to keep it moving. Just give me a second here. Backstory. Will came in after some of the restrictions loosened up a bit and he came into the studio. He got in here before Kirk did. He took one look at Kirk's desk where he was doing the switching and he just put a foot right to it. He just kicked everything square off the desk. And I was like, Will, my God, what's gotten into you? Have you been locked up for too long? You're all stressed out. He kicked everything square off the desk. He said, I'm sitting here now. And not only that, I'm going to be switching the angles. and I'm going to be on the show. I'm going to be doing everything. I'm going to monitor the audio. I'm going to switch the angles. I'm going to get myself a stream deck. That's what he said to me. He demanded all of it. I was like, shh. Jeez, man. He according to Kirk, Will also slapped him in the face. Of course, we're joking. Please, no. There's no need to. There's no need to report any of this. Of course, we're joking about the slapping part, but not the kicking part. Anyway, so Kirk's back there. Kirk's got other work to do, so this works out. But but he's feeling a little bit left out, so he's gonna yell from back there every so often.
Yeah,
and that's what we just heard happen there. Is a real big moment. So anyway, KFC, they put out that game. They also, in the past, they put out a chicken computer, fried chicken computer keyboard and a fried chicken scented sunscreen. There was a KFC nail polish and KFC Crocs shoes, Will. So just stay up with it, with the youngsters and the KFC trends. I don't know anything about it. So I'm counting on you to, finger licking good.
Does it taste like chicken?
Scented, so I guess, but probably not safe for consumption. Anyway, here's the bad news, ladies and gentlemen. That is not a real thing. The console itself was a joke. KFC was having fun on social media. That's what you do when you're a fast food company, Will. You just have fun. You goof around on social media. Wendy's does it and KFC does it. Mm-hmm. In case you ever work for a fast food company. On social media.
They're in a boardroom?
Yes. Instead of your Xbox drawing, now you have to come up with these concepts to make for a laugh on social media. Samsung reveals U.S. pricing for its very curved gaming monitor. You're using an LG ultra-wide monitor right now to produce this thing, and you have, and it's incredible. 49-inch monitor. You have it set up as a dual monitor currently. It's just so functional.
It's great.
I don't know how else we would have achieved the setup that you have right now without a bunch of rigging and dual monitors and bezels. You have a dual monitor setup, essentially two 1080p monitors. More than that, actually. A little bit better than that because this is 5120 across whatever it is. Anyway, Will's essentially got a dual monitor set up with only one mounting bracket and one monitor. Of course, the one potential criticism is the fact that it's kind of hard to fit everything in the peripheral, the peripheral. And so Samsung says, well, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to curve this baby even more. All the way, it's going to wrap right around you. And then, therefore, it's going to be more immersive. And this is particularly for gaming, less so for productivity. I know you're using that one for productivity right now, which makes sense because it's a 60 hertz monitor anyways. Samsung says, oh, here's what we're going to do. It's going to be called the Odyssey. It's going to be 240 hertz. It's going to wrap all the way around you. 1 millisecond response. HDR capability. And since it's QLED, their QLED tech, it's going to have a peak brightness 1,000 nits. And you're a big nit guy, Will.
Yes.
So I thought
this
you would.
This is impressive.
I thought you would want to know about this. It's not going to be cheap. $1,700, 32x9 display. It'll be the same resolution as what you're using right now, I believe. 5120x1440. So productivity could still be cool on it. And of course, the whole idea here is to avoid the multi-monitor setup and all the rigging and wiring that goes with it. You have one display to give you the immersion that you previously would have needed multiple displays for. And so that's kind of cool. I'm excited to test it out. Their last version lacked a little bit for me on the resolution side. Their last version was just running, I don't know what it was. It was under 4,000 pixels across, and it's just not enough for something that's 49 inches, in my opinion. Of course, I wouldn't use it primarily for gaming, so I'm a slightly different customer. But this, you're talking about, let me just clarify for you, Will. You're talking about 240 hertz. 240 hertz at 5120 res. I don't know. That might be a first.
You need a beast of a rig.
You're going to need a beast of a rig.
Yeah.
We could probably do it here.
Yeah.
We could probably drive that here. We got some rigs, dual Kirk's rig. Kirk right now is editing the dual 2080s. You believe this guy? And he just took the headphones off because we're talking about him. You see, he's looking over here again, and he's really missing out. What's that? Dualies. Okay, he just had to make sure that we knew. He's loving life over there. Dual 2080s. What a time to be alive. So we could steal his rig and run this monitor if we wanted to, and I might be able to get one kill in Valorant.
Yes.
And you might get two kills in Valorant. Sweet. I have a Cybertruck story because we've been gone for a million years. And Cybertruck updates, it's just a part of the show, obviously. I ordered one of these for $100 or whatever the pre-order was. Was it $150? I don't recall. A lot of people are curious about the scale of it still to this day. They are wondering, what is this? People are still pumped about it, for one. Particularly if you're a website called InsideEVs.com, you would be excited about it. But people still have a lot of questions. Can I fit it in my garage? Well, you're going to need a pretty decent garage to fit it. Obviously, it's big. Trucks are big in general. So the question became, well, what about compared to a regular truck? If I'm already parking my F-150 in my garage, how does this compare? And since it's hard to find actual comparisons, one-to-one, like parked next to each other, this thing is still a bit of a phantom. This guy, Al Bohr's design, did this 3D render using the available dimensions and against a Ford Raptor, but interestingly enough, a Ford Raptor two-door, or I believe they call that Super Crew.
Okay.
As opposed to the four-door Ford Raptor, which is the Crew Max? I don't remember. I don't remember all the name. But anyway, nonetheless, they put them side by side because they appear to be kind of a nice comparison. And you watch this video, you get a much better sense for how this thing's going to stack up on the road and also potentially trying to get into your garage. And if you pause right there, Will, that front end is going to, like, the width, it showcases to you how the width is going to be the thing you need to overcome for your garage. It's a wide, she's a wide one. Mm. I'll tell you what. And certainly when you swing around back, that tail, that's a tall tail.
A tall tail.
You like that?
Haven't heard that one.
I mean, it is a tall tail. It is a tall tail. You liked that too much. Why'd you like that?
Stories here? Or?
Yeah, but you liked it because I drew the thing.
Yeah.
But you liked it too much. Yeah. And the people are upset with you now. They say, well, don't let him have all that. It was that good.
I know. I should have just kept quiet.
You could have came with your classic. Mm-hmm. You could have came with
I
that.
Got too excited.
The people are like, don't pump him up like that. It's not that good. So anyways, Elon came out and he said, look, the version we showed off is going to shrink a little bit. Which actually is something I think people wanted to hear because they were also concerned about this garage situation. As you would be, people put cars in garages every so often, and a lot of people were worried about it. What did he actually say here? Where's the Elon quote? It's somewhere in there. It's really just the rear of the Cybertruck that looks abnormally large. It's very tall out back and the size of the bed. Yeah, we already knew that. Super angular. Al Bohr's, the guy who designed it, reached out to Inside EVs. And wait a sec. Where is this Elon portion? Did I find that somewhere else? Maybe, did I make that up? That Elon Musk said that the Cybertruck will be smaller? Did I make that up, Will?
Yeah.
Elon Musk... Dreaming? Cybertruck will be smaller. The wonders of Google. Yes, Cybertruck will end up smaller, but retain most of its large cabin. So what we saw was not exactly final. I don't know how much it will shrink or change. You know, he's going to have to be true to the design. Obviously, people put a deposit based on what it looks like. But if it shrinks a little bit to meet certain road requirements or to help it get into a garage, that's good. Actually, the funny thing is the vehicle they put it against, the Ford Raptor, the fenders on the side, and they flare out a little bit to match, to line up with the tire, which is a bit wider on the Raptor. And so that vehicle has to have those three marker lights on the front because it's actually a little wider. It requires that from the what are motor safety, highway traffic control. It's classified differently because it just ever so slightly goes over the width of a typical pickup truck, mm-hmm. and into medium duty or whatever it might be. So it has to have those three marker lights. Question is, if the Cybertruck ends up that wide, where are those marker lights going to go? And will they look ugly? I don't know. Or can they shrink the width enough to avoid having to have those marker lights? Like I said, on the Raptor, it just barely goes over. And so you get the three marker lights on the front there in the grill. Mm-hmm. Not the one on the side, in the grill there. The 1, 2, 3 above the Ford logo.
No. Oh.
That's just a little tidbit that I happen to be aware of. Next story. A woman has hatched ducklings from supermarket eggs. This is a story for you, Will. I know you're into the YouTube videos where they're hatching the little chickens. Mm. Have you ever watched those videos?
Yeah, I've seen
a few. Yeah, I watched a crazy, like a really elaborate video, a guy using a water bottle. Have you seen this one? He turns a water bottle into an incubator. Maybe it's a she. I don't know if it's a he or a she. Hmm. Or whatever else. He turns a regular plastic water bottle into an incubator and actually ends up hatching these chicks and can monitor the temperature very precisely. Mm-hmm. Cool rig and contraption, DIY style. Well, anyway, this woman got this idea. People are locked up. They're looking for things to do. She bought some duck eggs from a supermarket and decided to incubate them, and sure enough, got herself some ducklings. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you have a lot of questions here, Will.
I mean, those eggs are, like, in the supermarket, they're pretty much unfertilized.
Wrong! Yeah, usually they are.
Yeah,
usually they are. But let me tell you something. You ever seen a rooster?
Yes, I've seen a rooster.
Can you tell the difference between a rooster and a hen?
Well, the rooster has like a crazy looking head.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What else?
It's usually brown.
What else?
They're male. Rooster.
What makes them male? That's not what I meant.
What are you talking
about? A rooster is easily distinguishable from a hen. Like you said, it's totally different.
Aesthetics.
It's a totally different looking creature. It's there's a rooster. Cock-a-doodle-doo, I'll tell you what.
But they have, you know, claws and...
Different animal. I mean, it's not different animals. The same species, but it would be obvious to anyone if a rooster got into the hen house, everybody would know.
Yes.
Right? So if he's in there fertilizing eggs, so to speak, you're going to know that those eggs are not going to the supermarket.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell
you. Why'd you do that?
What's that?
It's like, why'd you do that?
Exactly. Exactly. Your rooster. Well, I mean, on the flip side, you get a few more chickens.
Yeah.
That's how the whole thing works, Will.
Circle of life.
Yeah, there you go. Look at the picture here. Like, that's a different animal. But in the case of ducks, Will, show me a female and a male duck. It's less obvious, the difference. What type of duck is this? It's a particular type of duck, too. I mean, you can't tell the difference, Will. Get out of here. Well, actually, there it looks like you can, big time. But not this duck. What is this duck? It says somewhere in here which type of duck it is, and apparently, with this type of duck, the male and female look very similar. And so every so often, that male duck can get into that where the females are. You can fertilize some eggs. Oh. And people might not pick up on it. And then somehow those can end up in the supermarket. Now, without incubation, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't make much of a difference. Mm-hmm. Without incubation, it never develops into anything anyways. But with incubation, as this woman here found out, assuming the whole thing's not a scam, with incubation, she discovered that some of those eggs had been fertilized, her duck eggs. Mm. She's got 3 ducklings now. You want to know the names of these ducklings? Beep, Peep, and Meep.
Mm. Quite creative there.
Let's see how it worked here. Part of me thought it would never work. None of the quail eggs developed, but after 6 days in the incubator, I checked the duck eggs and I could see veins and very tiny wiggly embryo. Then the excitement kicked in. I spent the whole 2 days that Beep was hatching glued to my incubator, as you would be. She said it was a great feeling. The supermarket that sold it to her said they went on record saying on rare occasions an egg sold in a supermarket could be fertilized. And the reason being, it's notoriously difficult to identify the sex of egg-laying white-feathered ducks. White-feathered ducks, the male and female, look the same. It's hard to identify. So males were sometimes left with groups of females, and there were rare instances where when a wild duck female encounters a farmed drake male. A male duck is called a drake. You didn't know that.
A drake.
A drake. Oh. Yeah, they have fancy names in the animal kingdom. So anyway, she went in there and bought a 4-pack. It looks like a 4-pack of free-range Braddock white duck eggs and ended up with 3 ducklings. Huh. What a time to be alive. What a thing to do while locked up. Mm-hmm. A nice little project for you.
And the off chance she just bought eggs and then
you're not happy. You're not happy about that.
No. I think it's cool.
I know, but you're saying you don't buy what the supermarket's selling because they say on a rare off chance, and meanwhile, she got 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't buy it. You're a conspiracy guy in this on this one. You might be right. I don't know, Will. What can I tell you? How can I?
That's cool.
How can I convince you? What else? She did it.
You don't have to convince me.
Wonderful.
It's cool.
So there you go. Give it a shot yourself.
Heartwarming.
I could be there for. I would probably have to buy. I mean, I don't even think there's duck eggs at the supermarket over here. You ever seen duck eggs? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think I have.
A lot of chicken eggs. Anyway, I can't be staring at these incubators. I got things going on. No. But they look cute. Beep and Meep and Peep and all of them. Those little ducks.
All the eats.
They're going to grow up, and then what do? Well, you have pet ducks?
You raise more.
Now you have a duck farm.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do a little throwback here because, again, we've been gone for so long, so we're going to check out the YouTube trending page and see what's happening in the world of, because we all know the YouTube trending page is the most important things in the world. The most important things for that sure. are happening in the world are at the top of the YouTube trending page. Mm-hmm. That's how it works. So we're going to take a peek and we're going to pick a video. And the top 3 are... Those are your top 3? Maybe I need to refresh. Mine different. Changed. And the one that I wanted to pick has now moved down. Kicked out by Emma Chamberlain. Oh. You have Trolls, 6ix9ine, and Nicki Minaj is up there. Not surprising. 88 million views in 3 days. Colors, many colorful aspects. I'm sure it's just about the rainbow colors.
Have you seen the video?
Absolutely.
Oh.
It's, what is it? Skittles? Is it a Skittles commercial?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even want to hover over it.
You can't hover, or else we gotta change the age rating on the video.
Yeah.
We have testing a creepy TikTok trend fail LOL from Emma Chamberlain and at the 2 spot. And at the top spot, we have a regular showing for Mr. Beast. He's up there fairly frequently. Would you rather have $100,000 or a mystery key? And then if you hover that one, it's there's a Tesla involved and it's a, some kind of a giveaway. But the one I want to look at is actually number four. Well, which used to be number three when this started. And it's moved down to number four. And funny enough, I kind of understand. I don't even know how it's number four with 125,000 views. I assume the trending algorithm or whatever it happens to be is trying to mix it up a little bit and put some sports in there. People are missing sports a little bit. So somehow this one is here with 125,000 views. YouTube probably has a few advertisers looking for something other than those top three. That's possible. Anyway, this this fourth clip here, Real Madrid 3-1, Ibar highlights and goals, 06/14/20. Well, I clicked on it 21 hours ago, the upload. And I realized right away, okay, I'm hearing a crowd. I'm hearing some cheering. I was thinking to myself, are they back? How back are they? They're playing soccer, football, I apologize. And then so I took a closer look at the clip and I listened and I watched. And so give that a little watch, a little listen and a watch, Will, for just like 10 seconds. The announcer's fired up. You hear some horns, you hear some crowd chatter. But the angle you're watching here, you look up towards the top, you see a couple of, on the replay angles, what do you see? You see a giant white banner over top of some empty seats. But I want you to cut back to the main wide right there. What do you see now? Now you know what's going on, right?
Yeah.
That's a fake crowd. Just for the video footage, and I haven't been watching any of this. I'm sure this is not news to people who have been watching the football since it came back. But it seems odd because all the other angles don't have it, and then the main angle has it. And maybe it makes people feel more comfortable, but you go watch the replay and they're gone. So it could work. Of course, people have discussed the idea of fake crowds, video game crowds. I heard they were trying to snag the crowd out of NBA 2K for the NBA season if it were to happen. But if you look at this crowd in particular, you can just go to a still frame of it. They don't move at all. It's very lo-fi, and that's probably the reason why they don't even attempt it on the replay angles that show them more closely. It's just like a scattered mosaic of colors.
Yeah.
But it does make the event feel like it's really happening a little bit more than if it were completely empty. So I'm curious to see where this goes as we continue to live in this reality of the fanless sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
How do we maximize the engagement or immersiveness for the viewer at home to feel like there's an actual important event happening? Because a sporting event without fans just feels a little bit off.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've decided to go this route. This seems like a low-tech Band-Aid sort of, we'll just glue a layer on there.
Like paper mache.
Yeah, paper mache people.
Very rough.
But if they can get the CG in there at the high level that we're used to seeing in video games, it might actually sell. They might actually be able to sell it to you as a viewer at home.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I'm curious to people who are big-time soccer football fans, if you've been watching these games in real time, I want to know what you think. Do you prefer, are you happy with this implementation? Is it offensive to you? Do you prefer to have that as opposed to nothing? And where do you see it going? I want to ask the people, I want to ask you, the football fan in 2020. But I found it to be interesting, and that's just a random one of the trending videos. Maybe that's why it's trending.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe who knows what's happening with trend. I mean, you can't, people have tried.
Yeah.
People have, they try to dig into exactly how trending works. 125,000 views, it's in number four, it was number three a moment ago. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but there are multiple factors. That's what Susan at YouTube would say.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple variables that determine this type of thing. Anyway, fake crowds, 2020, it's the future. That is a new episode of Lou Later, and we're going to put it everywhere. And you just watched it probably on YouTube, but a lot of people have been asking questions. Is it going to go back to Spotify? Is it going to be on iTunes? Is it going to? It's going to go everywhere, Will. And you're going to make sure of it.
I hope so.
So you'll get it in the audio version. You'll get it in the video version. And you'll get it on every platform. What are all the platforms? Let's just remind. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Spotify, Pocket Casts, Castro, Radio Public, CastBox, TuneIn, Stitcher. Oh, my God. That's a wonderful thing. You just publish to one place and it goes everywhere. And then, of course, it'll always be on YouTube as well for you to watch the video version, which is probably the version I would watch because they get to see you, Will.
And that's it's 4K.
That's what I'm here for. Yeah. I'm here to see Will in 4K. That's what I would do if it were up to me. Oh, and I almost forgot. Also, clips. We're going to be doing the clips again. We're going to get everything back running into full steam. And Will is 100% committed. So hold him accountable and yell at him if it doesn't go where it's supposed to go. But clips, the main channel, it's all coming back. 2020. There's only one way to go. And that's up.